Well, so much for the three fetters, which we had to deal with, unfortunately, rather briefly. Breaking these three fetters, one attains stream entry. One reaches the point of no return. Enlightenment, Buddhahood, admittedly, is a very distant ideal. But stream entry should be a practicable possibility within the present lifetime. And once this has been attained, once this point has been reached, then progress without retrogression is assured. Once this point of no return has been attained, then one can only rise higher and ever higher in the scale of evolution, in the scale and on the path of the spiritual life. And as one does so, as one rises from level to level, as one gets nearer and nearer to the goal, then one will feel, as it were, this gravitational pull of the unconditioned more and more strongly and more powerfully. One will in fact see the unconditioned, glimpse the unconditioned through all the veils, through all the hindrances, through all the obscurations of the conditioned more and more fully, more and more clearly, more and more rightly. And one may say that as one reaches these stages, as one reaches these heights, then the world itself, formerly a veil, formerly a hindrance, formerly an obscuration, will itself be more and more transfigured, will itself become more and more resplendent, more and more glorious. And to complete our circle, to complete the circle of this lecture, we may say that when we reach this point, when we reach this stage, and are well on our way to the unconditioned, then the mountain of stones will become a mountain of gold. And the mountain of gold will become a mountain of rubies. The mountain of rubies will become a mountain of light. And we shall be one with that light.